SOS. Harry, please check in. This is Kilo Victor 4, Nancy Charlie, Gabriel in Greenville. I will be listening for the duration, and don't worry, I mean, just turn on that 820. It's nothing like the beautiful smell and blowing capacitors and transistors blowing up in the morning. You can beat that, especially if you got a big pot of black coffee steaming. That's heaven for us.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KJ4UHX, Mr. Jamie, and his sweet bride, KJ4YLN, Miss Sabrina, up here in Chesney. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Jamie. Tell Sabrina we said hello. Hadn't heard y'all in a while. Hope y'all all are doing well. And KV4NC, Mr. Gabriel, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. Tell Veronica and the rest of the family we said hello. And, Gabriel, you're supposed to keep the magic smoke inside the components. You let it out, and it don't smell too good. But, anyway, you take care there, young man. We'll holler at you a little bit later. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Yeah, Gary. KI4DOS, KC4EZN. Before I go, QRZ, which is sawing Z's in the bed, I just wanted to throw a name out here for you. You're talking about your sister's cast iron cookware. KE4VXC, that's Chet on the Mount Mitchell repeater usually, is in one of these groups of folks that I don't know how many tons of cast iron he's got, but they also do a lot of cooking and stuff like that. So just write that call down, KE4VXC, or Victor X-Ray Charlie, and if you're looking for somebody that knows something about cast iron, he would be the one to talk to. And then the other comment, you're talking about antennas. I put up an infed that was 89 feet long, which means that it is not resonant. Use a 9-to-1 transformer, and just stretch it out between the tree and the edge of the house and let my tuner take care of the difference, and I had a lot of fun with it. So just another idea. And with that, Gary, we'll turn it back to you. KI4DOS, KC4EZN.
Okay, Harry. Well, I know Chet. Chet's a character, buddy. yeah, I don't know if he still calls the 6600 net up there on Mount Mitchell or not. He and Mike, KF4 Zulu Charlie, used to have a competition, especially before the Shelby Hamfest, and somebody has got pictures of me with Chet in a dress on the back of a golf cart. So I know Chet. I'll have to give him a call. Yeah, we've talked about him cooking in that cast iron and stuff before. But thanks for the information there, young man. And enjoy old Chet while you can. He's a character. Yeah, it don't matter what kind of antenna you throw up there, Harry. You throw it up there. If it transmit, it's an antenna. If it does not transmit and radiate, it's a bird perch. That's what I tell people, and that's what one of my elders, Mr. Ray, K4SUG, used to say all the time. So there you go. Put it up there and throw a tuner on it if it's not resonant and see if it works. But thanks for coming in there, Harry.
373, KC4EZN.
Take care. Next up on the Rag Chew list is Mr. Chandler, KO4WWZ. Chandler, you still mobile?
Pulled in the driveway. I have a few minutes. How are you doing tonight, Gary?
I'm just busy calling the net over here.
Well, I have something very exciting to tell you.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Afternoon, I made a long distance DX contact on this repeater with Hotel Alpha 8 Uniform Tango Charlie from Hungary. Thomas from Hungary.
You can do that when the other people are on Echo Link, or if you're on Echo Link by using the repeater. I was calling the net one night, and a gentleman checked in from New Zealand through Echo Link, and we talked for a few minutes, and I had visited over there when I was in the military, and we got to talking about several little towns and a couple of wineries and stuff over there that we both knew about. And that was real interesting. And it's always fun to make one of these DX contacts on 2 meters.
Sir, I was hoping to catch Chad after the net, but he, I guess he's not around tonight. Because I was wanting to tell him that, yeah, it makes me want to get my license upgraded even more so I can make even more DX contacts.
Upgrade, and I say you need to. If you want to upgrade, you need to. But HF is a whole lot of fun. UHF and VHF is a lot of fun. And matter of fact, you can get do some digital work on 2 meters or get on the upper sideband and make some longer distance contacts on 2 meters as well. I've got my beam set up horizontally so I can make VHF sideband contacts easier. And I have talked way on up into Virginia and other places like that without going through a repeater. You know, it's just radio to radio on sideband on 2 meters.
That's pretty cool. What kind of rig are you using to do that?
I'm talking on now is a Kenwood TS-2000. It does upper and lower sideband and all that on it as well. And matter of fact, I've got a little UHF radio. It's monobander. And I contacted the Gastonia repeater, and the guy came back on the repeater and he asked me where I was located, and I told him, and he said that's 71 miles. I was 71 miles from his repeater, and you know, that repeater I was talking on, and that was on UHF, and that's pretty good distance on UHF.
Well, I just wanted to say hey and tell you about that contact I made earlier today. I don't want to take time away from anyone else who's down for some rescue. So I'll go ahead and hand it back to you, KO. We'll get it to you, Z, back to net control.
Well, like I said, congratulations on the contact. That's always fun when you put those in the log and, you know, you get a little wallpaper in the mail from these papers. People that you talk with, and then you turn around and send them some, or maybe you send them some first, I don't know. Either way, you want to do it, but it's a whole lot of fun. And DX, I tell you, you talk all over the world on ham radio, and that's what it's all about. You know, it's different strokes for different folks. You know, some folks like the digital, some just like phones, some like CW, some like moon bounce and satellite work and slow scan TV or just you name it, he can get into it. But appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit tonight, Chandler. Again, congratulations, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
W4HI, Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, Seneca, negative, negative.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to W4HI, Mr. Burt, down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. Next up on the rag to list is Mr. Dan, WB4FEE, down there in northern Simpsonville. Dan, what have you and Mr. Jones been up to?
KI4DOS, this is WB4FEE. Dan, down here in northern Simpsonville. We just been kicking around, biding our time, Gary. Nothing special going on there, over.
Better than that. Miss Jones ain't gonna sit around and do nothing for very long. She's gonna get you out there doing something.
Yeah, you know her pretty good. She keeps me jumping, that's for sure. The days I'm not driving, I have to find me something else to do, or she finds me something to do there.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I got out and cut the grass today. Boy, I tell you what, I wish I hadn't when I got started, but once I got started, I said I ain't quitting now. It was dusty out there today, Dan. I'm going to get out there and play in the garden a little bit tomorrow. My tomato plants seem to be doing well. I didn't plant a big garden. I just planted some tomatoes and some zucchini and a few peppers and cucumbers. And that's all I planted this year. I didn't plant any beans or corn or anything like that.
Yeah, I normally have just been, you know, I hadn't had a garden in a while, but last year I planted me one tomato plant, and this year so far I hadn't planted nothing. So Joan asked me the other day, was I going to plant my tomato plant? And I said, well, I don't know, I was not thinking about it. She said, well, you're getting a little late, ain't it? I said, well, it ain't never too late till it's too late. But I don't know, I looked at some today. I may get one here eventually, and again, I may just forget about it, Darrell.
Thinking about forgetting about it, and, you know, just let the ground lay for a year or so, and you know, go out and till it a little bit, and amend the soil a little bit. But I decided I'd go ahead and plant some tomatoes. Joy wants to put up some more tomatoes and make some soup and some other stuff. So I told her I'd do that, and I've got Roma tomatoes, I've got Rutgers, I've got Better Wine, and I got a huge cherry tomato plant. I put it in a pot and put it up here on the back porch. That way, when we decide we go eat a salad, we just go out there and pick us a handful of tomatoes and throw in there with our salad.
Yeah, I normally, when I was planting them out here in the garden, I was putting in one of the cherry tomatoes and a Roma tomato. And the other two were Better Boys most of the time, and I had all the tomatoes we needed to eat on and to have for the salads and all, and but it worked out pretty good. But last year, that one I planted in a barrel, you know, in one of those sawed-off barrels, and I just planted that one tomato plant, and that was enough for us to eat on and have plenty there over.
And it don't take many plants to be more than what you need. But we put up a lot of stuff around here. I say we, I do. I do the gardening, and Joy does all the inside work. She does the hard part, putting up the stuff. But we eat out of it all year long, and so, you know, that helps out on the grocery bill. And I've had a couple of folks tell me, asked me what my grocery bill was, and I told them. They said, well, you don't eat nothing. I said, hey, I eat good. You can look at me and tell that.
Yeah, I know about that. I think Joan opened our last jar of green beans that she had canned. Gosh, that must have been, I'm thinking back 2012, probably 12 or 13. She put up a bunch of glass jars, you know, quart jars full of green beans, and boy, were they good, I'm going to tell you. And she opened the last jar, I think, here just a little while back, and they just like they just was picked. I mean, she put them up, and, you know, you put them in there and you put a little salt in with them, and I think she added like a spoonful of vinegar with them or something like that, and it made all the difference in the world. But those things were just as good as they were the day they were picked, Gerald.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know what if Joan uses a pressure canner or not, but Joy is on she's got me on it now, a low-sodium diet. And so the stuff that she doesn't put any salt in. But it's like you say, they come out just like you picked them, and they are really, really good. We've got green beans and tomatoes and corn and okra. I don't know if I got any squash left from last year or not. I think we eat the last of the squash. But we've still got all this. Some of it's frozen and most of it's canned. But she's made soup mix, and we got lima beans and green beans, and oh gosh, we got plenty of vegetables.
Roger that, Garrett. Yeah, I think John said we still had several bags of the Purple Hull peas in the freezer out there, and that's about all of the garden we got left. And I was growing about four or five rows of those Purple Hull peas there for the last two or three years that I had a garden. Might have been about six rows. And a buddy of mine that drives with me over, he told me, he said, if you'll plant them, he said, I'll help you pick them. And so I said, okay. I said, I'm going to hold you to it. So I said, I'll pick one time, and the next time they're ready, you pick. And he said, okay. So that's what we did. We swapped out, and each one of us got two to three pickings off of those Purple Hull peas each year. And, man, we had peas galore there over.
That, Dan, I had one of my neighbors come up, and he asked me, he said, this was year before last, he said, you gonna sell any of your corn? I said, no. I said, but if you want some, I said, if you'll come up here when it's ready, I said, you can pick what you want. And he said, I ain't getting out there picking it. And I said, well, I don't guess you go get any then.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, I got good neighbors. Don't take me wrong. I got perfectly good neighbors. But, you know, when I had a garden out here, and I would have tomatoes on the vine out there, and I would tell them, I said, look, I said, we're going to be gone for 3 or 4 days. I said, I've been coming over here and picking the tomatoes that are ripe, that are ready. I said, go ahead and pick them. Use them all. I said, there'll be some squash out here and stuff. I said, just pick over them. And whatever ready, I said, take on with you. I said, you know, I said, I just don't want to lay out here and go to waste. I'd come back home, hadn't been touched. I mean, that's kind of bad, though.
Unfortunately, it is bad. I hate to see stuff like that go to waste. And we give stuff to our neighbors all over the neighborhood here, and we'll do it again if we have extra and can't use it all. Or if they come and ask for it, you know, they're welcome to it. I'm not gonna decline anybody if they're gonna use it. Had a lady down the street stop, and she wanted some green tomatoes. She wanted to have some fried green tomatoes, and she said she hadn't had any in several years. And I said, well, I said, you know, how many do you want? And I went out there and picked her some green tomatoes. And she came back by and stopped two or three days later. She said those were the best fried tomatoes that she had ever had. And I said, well, I don't know about that, but I said, they were green and you fried them, so I'm glad you enjoyed them.
Yeah, boy, that makes it all worthwhile. And see, that's what I did. When I had this garden out here, there was a whole lot of stuff I grew that I didn't eat. Joan ate a lot of it, and we gave it all to the neighbors and to our families, you know, and everybody. And I enjoyed that. I just enjoyed gardening. And she kept asking me and said, you don't need to be out there doing all this hard work and spending all that money on this garden, and you don't even eat it. And I said, yeah, but I enjoy it. And I said, I enjoy giving it to other people that can use it, you know, and stuff. And, but finally it got the better of me. So I just finally, after a while, gave it up. And I sold my tiller and all here a couple of years ago. So that was a good tiller, man. I hated to give it up. But you bet you said out there in that building, I was going to wind up using it there over.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with WB4FEE. Dan, yeah, you're absolutely right. But I tell Joy and my family members, you know, I said, it's good therapy for me to get out there and dig in the dirt. You know, I get out there and make a mess and make a mud hole and put some stuff out there, and all of a sudden it comes up out of the ground. Good Lord blesses it. And then we get a little harvest off of it, and it is enjoyable to me. I enjoy that, and it's a whole lot of hard work, but it's a whole lot of fun too.
Absolutely that, yes. And I always enjoy it. I always love getting out there and get my toes in the dirt in the springtime. So always good. Always a good thing. Well, Gary, I'm gonna let you go, buddy. I enjoy talking with you. You tell me Joy will say hello over there. And we're going to have to get together one of these days and drink a cup of coffee, if nothing else. But I don't know when that might be. I'll just give you a call one day, and we'll see if we can make it there. Over.
That sounds good to me, Dan. Anytime you want to give me a buzz, just, you know, you come on up. You know, it's best to call just to make sure we're here. But like I said, we don't go a whole lot. But every once in a while, I'll go to the store. I'll go over to a friend's house or something of that nature. You know Jack, W4TWX?
No, I don't believe I know him.
It's Jack Norris. You probably met him, just don't remember it, but he's been a ham for a long, long time. I've been going over to his house and visiting with him a little bit, and his wife has passed away, and he's there by himself, and he can't drive anymore, so he just sits there at the house unless somebody goes and picks him up, takes him somewhere. He lives over in 6 Mile, which is a pretty good little jaunt over there from my house. It'd be a long trip from yours, but I go over there every once in a while, you know. But give me a call sometime. We'll get together. We'll drink a cup of coffee or fix a pot of beans or something.
All right, Gary, I sure do it. And again, you just take it easy, and we'll talk to you again before too long. I'll try not to let it be quite so long next time. I think about coming back here a lot of nights and just being involved with stuff else, and then when it comes time, I forget about it. So, but yeah, it's been nice. I enjoyed it, and just take care, and we'll talk to you later. So 7-3 to you and everybody on the net. This is WB4FEE Clear.
Good hearing from you. You tell Joan we said hello. And we'll get together and have that cup of coffee or whatnot, and we'll go from there. But you take care. Good talking to you. And don't you work too hard when you go to driving now. Just drive around local. You don't need to do them long distance traveling no more. Take care there, young man. We'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoy it. And we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Let's see, I got one more. I don't know if he's going to be around or not, but I'm going to try him and see. KV4NC. Mr. Gabriel, are you still around?
KI4DOS, this is KV4NC. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Good, how are you today?
You can hear from the voice. The guy who gave me the sniffles again. But we're doing pretty good. I mean, recovery is slow, but it's there. It's slowing. Most of the stitches already disappeared, but still, I mean, I feel like a robot. Every time I turn my neck, actually my head, I have to turn the whole body, because I feel like I got a stiff neck. Well, that's normal because of the size of the injury, but after that, that's okay. It's coming good. I'm kind of desperate to get to work, but, well, Alex is filling that part. Besides that, well, Bridget is going to go tomorrow to Tennessee to play with the band. They're going to have a contest or something like that, and they're going to give them, I don't know, a surprise or whatever. But she's going to be out of the house for 3 days. After that, I'm just doing a little bit of radio when I have to. But so far, we're still here. Just eating, sleeping, and doing radio. It's a dream, buddy.
I hope you continue on the road to recovery. Get that, get your neck worked back out to where you can turn your head again. That's always a terrible feeling when you have to turn your whole body to try to turn your head because you something's wrong with your neck muscles and that sort of thing. But your voice, it sounds like you got a cold or sinuses or something. You don't quite sound like yourself, but I'm sure you'll get that corrected in short order, and I'm sure old Alex will be glad when you're able to get back out there and do some more work.
I got the sniffles. It was a cold. Everybody's got the cold. Let's start with Christopher. Then Angela have it, then Oliver have it, Veronica have it, Bridget didn't have it quite as much, Alex got it, now I have it. The last two nights I've been miserable. I mean, waking up all the time, just to, you know, coughing, I've been doing it. Yes, yesterday was bad because of the fever, but today looks better. Alex has been taking the toll, but he's doing pretty good. He finished a couple jobs. We got it before. We just got a little civic. I have to do the timing, but like I tell him, I mean, just take the covers off. I do the timing, and you put it back together. But, you know, yesterday we didn't work because it was Mother's Day for us. I got to tell you, I mean, happy Mother's Day to Joey. And, whoever is listening, happy Mother's Day. We celebrate the 10th of May. He's doing it. You know, he gets frustrated sometimes because he don't know, and I'm frustrating because I can't help him. I just have to tell him how to do it, but he's very smart. He's pulling the weight pretty good. But, you know, he's a teenager, and as much as he went to it, the other day he was exhausted. I was like, I don't worry about it. Just wait until tomorrow. He was like, no, I don't want to go to school tomorrow. I have to go to do the... They have to go to the dentist or something like that, and I want to rest the rest of the day. And I was like, okay. Well, he worked until 10 o'clock that night. Then the night I go and help him a lot because the sun is what it was affecting me. But for the rest, he's doing pretty good.
I'm glad he's doing well. Tell Miss Veronica I said Happy Mother's Day. I did not realize y'all celebrated on the 10th. Stephen and Heidi came by Sunday for Mother's Day and visited with Joy, and Anthony called later in the day, and he's supposed to come down this weekend. So we'll see how that goes if and when he gets here. But tell Veronica I said Happy Mother's Day, and I'm glad everything's going well, and I'm glad you're getting better. You're going to have to go in there and mix you up some of your juju stuff and get feeling better.
Get a magic voodoo bottle or normally a couple Sudafed and Theraflu. They help me a lot. But I don't like to use it on a regular basis. I want the body to fight a little bit. But like I told Veronica, I says, no, this time I'm going to wait that much because I cannot be coughing all day because it put a lot of strain on the neck muscles. And that's what the injury was. So we got a very good healing. Looks pretty dry. It looks like I told you, I mean, the stitches are dissolving, almost all of them. It was 45 stitches, by the way. Alex counted. And they're already gone. So I just, now I want to keep, you know, the recovery the way it is. We're going to try to get this out and be ready maybe in a couple weeks and see if we can start to do the therapy. Because, yeah, I mean, having a stiff neck, that's not funny. I tell you that.
Well, I won't keep you. I just glad I got to talk to you. I'm sorry you got the sniffles and not feeling well. But it'll be better here in a short period of time. Glad Miss Bridget's going to be able to go play in the band and that sort of thing. Be gone for a couple of days, and she'll enjoy that. And let's see. Well, all the other kids are going to be around, and you said most of them have already been sick. So you take care of the baby, Miss Lily, and hope she's doing well, and hope she doesn't get sick with the rest of the family. But take care, and you get all that healing done, and then get your therapy back to where you can go out there and twist your neck. And when you start that therapy, I don't call those physical therapists. I call them physical torturists, because I tell you what, they make you work so hard, and it hurts so bad. I think they torture you more than they do anything else.
That's because you have to put the pain away, and you have to, you know, strength the limit. By the way, Lily was sick, but she was sick for 3 days, and that's it. One day was a little bit. She get hammered next day, and the next day she start to getting better, and that's it. She's got no, I'm going to get out, or I'm going out. No, she's all in and all out. That's it. She was 3 days with the sniffles, and that's it. Yeah, I mean, I know it's gonna be painful, but whatever it takes, I mean, it doesn't matter. But we'll see when time comes. But I'm glad that all ordeal was finished. Finally, I mean, I can wash the surgery area by myself. You know, I haven't used nothing but like a soap with hand and a little bit of rubbing, gentle rubbing, but now I can tolerate cold water, hot water, it doesn't matter right now. So that's a good point. You know, now the itch is coming. Like I tell Veronica, so when you start to feel itches, when you got a wound and it's already close, you know, when you got the red crust on top of it, when you start feeling itching, it's good. So that's a good thing. Unfortunately, in this case, I cannot scratch myself, but that's part of the process. Anyways, I know you got somebody else maybe waiting for talk. So nice talking to you and hearing the guys. I hope we can talk later on. So back to you, Gabe, for DOS and the group. This is KB4NC.
Gabriel, well, I want to ask you one more question before you go. Have you gotten the feeling back in your ear, or is it still tickled?
Good question. Half of the ear until the ear canal. Yeah, I got pretty good feeling. I mean, I can feel. But the rest, all the way to the upper jaw, is still numb. And that is because no normally, like I told you, they cut the inner muscle membrane. So, well, the size of the thing they pull out of it, it was big. So that was expecting to see a little bit of numbness. But the way they tell me, said you're gonna recover, you're gonna start to feeling, you know, again in the next 8 to 12 weeks. I start to feel it in like a couple weeks, so that's pretty good. But the rest is still numb. Part of the neck, no problem. Lower jaw, no problem. The back of the ear is almost there, but the rest is still numb.
Well, actually, you know, face that, it's going to take several weeks. That's probably what it will take. I was just wondering about that. And again, I do hope you continue to recover. And once you get that therapy started, you'll fly through it and be back to your old normal self again. And that won't be any time too soon. But appreciate you talking with us a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it there, Gabriel. Look forward to doing it again. You take care, and again, tell Miss Veronica we said hello and happy Mother's Day. Talk to you later there, young man, 73. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Anyone for comments? Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. About going to wrap it up this evening. Appreciate all you fine folks out there in Radio Land that checked in with me tonight. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Give Mr. Matt a good dose of rider's cramp. I'll file my next report and then we'll close her out. Folks had a grand total of 63 tonight. Back again tomorrow night, Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. If there weren't a few folks out there in Radio Land, boy, we'd be sitting here fat, dumb, and happy staring at a blank computer screen. Y'all come back again tomorrow night and give Mr. Matt a good dose of it. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.